AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden's warning that the risk of nuclear Armageddon is at its highest level since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis reinforces how seriously the U.S. takes such threats by Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We have not seen any reason to adjust our own strategic nuclear posture, nor do we have indication that Russia is preparing to imminently use nuclear weapons.
Biden's remarks are the starkest yet by the U.S. government about the nuclear stakes. Human rights activists from Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia win the Nobel Peace Prize for their work on human rights, democracy, and peaceful coexistence. The Memorial Human Rights Defense Center in Russia, one of the recipients. Tatiana Gluskova is a board member.
Memorial understands the parallels between the Putin's regime and the Soviet regime and the Stalin's regime.
Russia is concentrating attacks in its increasingly troubled invasion of Ukraine on areas it illegally annexed. The school police force has been suspended in Uvalde, Texas. AP's Norman Hall has this.
A month into the new school year, leaders of the Uvalde school system pulled the campus police force off the job. There's still outrage over the hesitant response to the gunman who killed 19 children and two adults on May 24th at Robb Elementary. The shooter remained in a fourth grade classroom for more than 70 minutes. And there is fresh anger over the hiring of a former state trooper who was part of the law enforcement response. Campus officers will be assigned to other roles. State police will provide assistance in the meantime. I'm Norman Hall.
No verdict yet on damages in the lawsuit against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones for spreading lies about the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting in which 20 children and six adults were killed. Jones calls the trial a kangaroo court and testified he was tired of saying he was sorry about calling the shooting a hoax. This is AP News. Experts say Elon Musk faces some hurdles in his effort to buy Twitter.
Earlier this week, the Tesla founder reversing course, saying he'd go through with acquiring the social media company under the same terms they agreed to in April. Both sides are now fighting over whether Twitter's lawsuit against Musk should be dropped. For the deal to go through, Musk has to hold together a group of banks and investors that will help him pay for the purchase. Experts say that behind the scenes, banks could be scrambling to find buyers for $12.5 billion in debt from the deal, and Musk is trying to hold together a group of equity investors that is pitching in billions more. The erratic billionaire is on the hook for the rest. Julie Walker, New York.
The Cleveland Guardians get a two-run homer from Jose Ramirez to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 2-1 in the first game of the American League wildcard opener today. Two teams play tomorrow in the best-of-three series. Series winner plays the Yankees in New York starting Tuesday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand-new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage, River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.